Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shkalim. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that according to Beis Hillel, if I say Eilu L'Shikli, I put aside money, and I say these coins are for my Machzeh Shekel, then any extras are Chulin. But if I say Eilu L'Chatos, I'm putting aside this money, and this money is for my Karban Chatos, then any extra money is a Nedava, it's not Chulin. And has to go to the Beis Hamikdash for buying karbanos. So Mishnah Dalet asks the question of, what's the difference? Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, Ma bein shkalim chatos? What in fact is the difference between shkalim and chatos, so that we have this ramification of whether or not the extras are chulin? Shkalim yesh lem kitza. The machzeh shekel is a fixed amount. Right, shkalim have a fixed amount, so if there's more than that fixed amount in the collection, then he clearly didn't intend for the extra to be hektish. V'chatos, ein la kitzla. The carbon chatos has no fixed amount. You bring however much you want. So perhaps all of the money was set aside for the chatos, and you can't say, well, you know, he clearly didn't intend for the extra to go to chatos. It's not clear at all. On the contrary, one might think that he would want to bring the most expensive chatos he can afford, because after all, he wants atonement for his sin. So therefore, that's the difference, where chatos, because it could all be for the chatos, it has to, if you don't use it for the chatos, you still have to use it for korbanos. Still has to go to olos nedava. Rabbi Yehuda objects. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, wait a minute, Rabbi Shimon. Af l'shkalim in lehem kitza. But the shkalim really isn't completely fixed either, because there were times in history that Bnei Yisrael gave more than a half a shekel annually. Right? So, for example, kishalu Yisrael min Agola, at the time of Ezra, when the Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael, so there was a great need for money to build the Beis HaMikdash, to start the Avodah back up, and there weren't so many people, and therefore they needed to collect a lot of money from each person, and therefore hayushoklin darkonos, every person would give a darkon. Now we discussed that actually in Mishnah Aleph. It's a gold coin. And it's worth more than a selah. It's worth more than a shekel. So they would pay these golden coins. Chazru, later, when things got a little better, there were more people and less expenses. Chazru lishkol slayim, they reduced it to a selah. Now we've mentioned before that the selah of the Mishnah is equivalent to the biblical shekel. So this is still double the original gift of machzeh shekel. Because the selah, which is double the biblical half shekel, because it's a whole shekel, biblical whole shekel. Chazru, lishkol tevayin. And then later, they actually reduced it again, back to a teva. Now, a teva is basically the same, or is the same, as a rabbinic shekel, right? A Mishnah shekel. In other words, half a selah, which is half a shekel of the Torah, right? A half a biblical shekel. So basically now, when they went to Tevayin, they're basically back to Machzeh Shekel. So that's the normal biblical amount. And in fact, Ubikshu Lishkol Dinarim, they really wanted to actually reduce that even further to a dinar, which is only half of the Machzeh Shekel. It's half of the Teva, which is half of the biblical amount, but the Chacham did not permit it because the Machzeh Shekel can't be reduced below Machzeh Shekel. We could give more, but we can't give less. In any case, Rabbi Yehuda says, so you see that the Shkalim aren't completely fixed either. So what do you mean? The Chatas is fixed and the Shkalim are fixed and the Chatas isn't fixed. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, well, let me explain. Even though it's true that at different times in history they give different coins, and so it's not like fixed all the time, like 1,000 years ago they gave a different amount. Nevertheless, yad kulon shava, everybody is equal. Everybody gives the same amount. So whether it's a darkon or it's a sela or it's a teva or actual machzis a shekel, everybody's giving the exact same amount. So the amount is fixed, and therefore we can say, oh, that fixed amount is what he intended to give to Hekdesh, and anything else is clearly going to be Chulin. Whereas aval chatos, that's not true. Zemevi besela, zemevi mishtayim, zemevi mishalosh. Some people bring a right. It's an animal. Some people bring an animal that is worth one sela. Some people buy an animal that's worth two slayim. Some people buy an animal that's three slayim. Right. Some people want to bring fancier karbanos, and they can. It's great to bring if you can afford it. So you want to bring a nicer karban to a god, and so different people would bring different values, and therefore it's not the same. And so if there's a bowl of money, you can't say, oh well, you know, everybody gives a one sela chata, so the extra is obviously intended to be chulin. Not at all. If there's three slayim in there, maybe you intended to bring all three slayim as your karban chatas, not just one of them. And that's why Moser Chatos is Nedava.